Drive your lunchtime dollars further with the Subway $5 everyday value range. Delicious value with four Subway 6-inch subs at Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional costs for extras. The Big
Breakfast. Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Friday. Welcome to the catch-up. Very nice to have you along. Make sure you subscribe. Plenty on today. A WWE star, Daniel Vito, was in. You may remember him from the Brisbane Broncos.
He's still got that bit of winger about him, hasn't he, though?
He's
the
a
man
big boy.
He's a big boy.
He's got shoulders on him like a Mack truck.
He's got a man bun. That troubles me.
Well,
if only he wasn't so big, I would have got scissors out.
Cut it. Lopped it off.
What do you guys think of man buns? Brendo,
well, I'm bald, so I mean, but
Brendo would love a man bun just to have that amount of hair to be able to tie up in a hair tie. Oi.
Hey, here's some real chat. Here's some real talk. Yeah. I would rather be bald than have a man bun.
I love you.
There,
I said it.
Fist bump for you.
There, I said it.
Did you
I'm
ever
not
see
fan.
That pranking
I'm
where
just
those
a short
guys?
Back and sides girl.
In South Africa, there were a couple of blokes, they'd go around, if they ever saw a man bun at a cafe, they'd have the car, they were filming the whole time, and they were chopping man buns.
Good.
In saying that, he looked good with it. I thought he looked okay. He looked fine. It's just not.
You already listened to this podcast.
Yeah, I don't mind
absolutely
a man bun on a good-looking man with a bun, but it's not something that I would seek out in a partner.
He's not. Now, do you know wrestling's not real?
Well, isn't it? Is it rehearsed? Is it fake?
Hey,
I did
a show.
Acting?
I didn't want to bring it up. But a few years ago at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, Danny Mel, they had a thing called the wrestling, right, which was a night at Melbourne Town Hall, 1,400 people in there. Mm. It was a show with professional wrestlers and comedians wrestling.
Comedians were wrestling?
Yeah. So you did this six-week training course thing. I was a guy that was in the crowd as like a fan, and then I start heckling a wrestler and come in, and this
and
guy
calls
fights
you out.
Me. Yeah, and he chokeslammed me, and then Tommy Little and a few other wrestlers, they saved me.
Did you show him what you're made of, Crusher?
The training was fucking awesome. But it is hard. Like, you can see how they get injured.
They are.
If you don't do stuff right.
Physical athletes, aren't they? Like specimens of
that is
muscles.
That is a fun night.
It was a great night.
Were you Nick Crusher, Cody?
No, I was literally drunk man in the crowd.
You play that so well.
Wow.
Preparing for years. I knew my day would come.
A woman in Uganda has been banned from having children.
44 babies this woman has had.
Oh,
she's
my
only
God.
39 years of
that's
age.
That's not a birth canal. That's a train station.
She is 5 years older than me, and she's had 40 more children than I have had. Phenomenal.
Get going.
Get cracking.
Well,
I would. However, Corey's got the snip, so if I want to have more babies, I need to do it with someone else.
You can have it reversed. Remember Carl Stefanovic had it reversed?
That's true. Also, I know a man in Uganda that could help you out.
Well, he did leave her eventually.
Hey, your husband, speaking of him, he joined us this morning.
Yeah, he certainly did. What were we talking with him about being dressing up like a transvestite?
Yep, that's
and
the one.
The nines, but, you know, who really cares about that?
He was dressed to the nines, am I right?
He was dressed to the nines in drag.
So he indicated to me when he said it's very easy to wear women's clothes when you're the same size as your, or your wife's
was,
the same size. You've got broad
offended.
Shoulders.
Mm. Highly offended.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Do you
referencing
know?
The fact as a 100-kilo NRL player that we are the same size? Not really the reference that I was looking for. No.
Can I check something with you? Because one night I was at a party and didn't know this lady I was talking to, okay, and she was friends of friends, okay. It turned out her husband was a cross-dresser and had been for years. Mm. And you know how she found out? Her undies kept on being stretched. She couldn't work out in the crunch area. And she questioned him and he came clean and now her husband is a girl, you know, dresses freely identifies, is that the modern term?
Yeah.
Identifies
as a female and picks up the kids. He's 6'3". Wow. She's 6'3".
Why wouldn't you just go and buy some from Big
buy
W
your
or
own
something,
undies.
You know?
He was putting her undies on when he'd get home and then before she got home he'd take her off and then all her undies were stretched in the crutch. What a way to find out.
It's unusual.
I'm asking you, be careful.
Well, be careful.
I'll keep an eye on that. Thank you, Marto.
Enjoy the catch-up.
See ya.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
What about this bloke who's with us now? He's played for, let me go through it, St George. He played for the Raiders, played for the Broncos, played for Gold Coast as well over many years. And then one day, I remember about 4 years ago, he said, I want to go into the world wrestling. And you've done it. Daniel Vito, good morning.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm located in Orlando, Florida now.
No, so. But I mean in your career, we're used to seeing you score tries on the end of the wing for some of the great teams, and then you just went, nah, I want to wrestle.
A little switch went off in my head one day, and I decided to take a gamble and a massive risk to go across the world. Now I'm doing wrestling, so I'm enjoying every moment of it, mate.
Why the transition, Daniel? You know, we saw you as a successful NRL player, and then one day you just said, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do something else. Why was NRL just not hitting it for you anymore?
I think that comes to the fact that I've been playing professionally since I was young, so I was in my teens, and it was actually one pinpoint in my career where I was at the Bronx, and it was my 100th game, and I was in front of my family at Brizzy at Suncorp Stadium, and I just remember it like it was last night, and it was a moment where, you know, I got the meat pie in the corner, and I felt like that was achieved. That was my little moment that I had as a kid that I dreamed of.
Done.
And then I just thought after that, for some reason, my mojo was kind of gone. Mm. And I was like, what else is there to life? Like, that was my dream that I always wanted to play for the Bronx. So I was a bit lost, to be honest, for a couple of years. I took the contract to go to England, but literally just because I wanted to travel. Like, that was one of the main reasons why I left.
And so now you've travelled overseas, you're living in America, you went over there last year as a developmental signing in the WWE, and what is your career like now in wrestling, and are you glad you changed?
I've been there for a year now, so I've definitely learned a lot in a year. It's been crazy. I just get Sundays off every week, but every other day I'm in the ring. It's very similar, it's got very similar aspects to rugby, as in like you go in, you get into the gym in the morning, and then you go, instead of going to the field, you go into the ring, so that's the only difference, and obviously you got to learn how to talk in front of a camera.
Professional wrestling just sounds like a rugby league Mad Monday. You hit someone with a chair, 10 of your mates, there's a Royal Rumble, right?
Dress up in a costume.
What?
Do you actually rehearse all that stuff? Does that get rehearsed? All your trick moves, etc. I'm going to hit you like this. Like, we've seen the movies, and they'd indicate that that's what happens.
Obviously, it takes a lot of training. So, in order to not hurt yourself seriously, so certain things that we don't practice is the chairs and whatnot.
Oh,
you know,
right,
we'd rather do that in the match,
live.
If that makes sense. And if we're going to take one of them, we'd do it in the match rather than
more injuries in league or wrestling so far.
So far,
yeah,
oh, definitely league.
How are you with heights? Because I know in a lot of professional wrestling matches, sometimes, you know, there's a Hell in the Cell. You've got to get up really high, or a ladder match. I'm terrified of heights. Is there a step ladder match available? They keep the belt at a more appropriate height for those scared.
Oh, mate, there can be anything in wrestling. So they've got a soft ring there that you can practice all the high-flying stuff on. So, you know, I've done that. And, yeah, it's not too bad, because if you had your old trampoline back home, and as the, you know, the WWE always says, don't try it at home. You know, us as kids, we're always trying it.
Who are you in wrestling? Like, we know you as Daniel Bedeau, the ex-NRL player.
What they like to do is magnify your own personality. So they've times me by, you know, like 10 or whatnot. So it's my own personality, but they've just, you know, enlarged it. And at the moment, I'm going as the Untamed. That's my, it's like your wild side. Mm. So kind of like a rugged look, kind of like a Hobbs and Shaw kind of style.
Who would be, if you could call out anyone to have a fight with, who would it be?
What about Nelson? Asafa Solomona, have you heard of him?
Yes, I know who that is. He'd probably be a good tag team partner. He'd have my back, so that's good. Yeah, probably The Rock, just because he's my idol as well. God, so yeah. I'd love that.
We'll see you at WWE Live. Thanks for coming in, Daniel Vito.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, WWE Live returns to Brisbane October 22nd. Tickets on sale now at Ticket Tech. We've got a double to sling your way right now. 133.53 if you'd like it. It's The Big Breakfast on Triple M.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Very stressful afternoon yesterday, gentlemen. Left here and got an email from the school reminding me that it was loud shirt day at school.
What?
Today
What's
is loud shirt day.
What's that?
Well, it's just a day where the kids have got to wear a loud shirt. So something bright, colourful,
grab dad's high viz,
florals. It could be anything. The louder the better, they're saying.
What's that in aid of?
So I don't know. They just seem to host these days. What? If I read the email probably a little bit, I mean, I just went, oh my God, it's loud shirt day tomorrow. I need to go and get the kids' shirts because I've got three kids in school.
Oh.
And I'm kind of thinking, I don't know if they've got anything at home and I'm out and about, so maybe I'll go and get something.
There's an excuse to get out of everything now, Margot. When that arises, the day that my son comes home and says, Dad, it's loud shirt day, I'll send him in a normal shirt with a note saying, we don't want to discriminate against the colour-blind children. Sorted. Well, saved yourself four shirts worth of cash.
This is the thing, Nick Cody. This is part of my problem because
Think back to the email. What does it say?
It does say, should you choose not to participate, full school uniform is expected.
Okay.
Now, can you imagine being the kid whose parents don't choose...
haven't read the email.
...to do the loud shirt day and you're the only kid at school still in your school uniform? That's embarrassing. But that's just, you know, like putting a target on their head saying, pick on me.
Bully.
Because mum and dad either forgot or they, you know, like, I don't know. I don't even know. There's too much pressure. I feel like there's a day for everything. So, like, that was one email that I received. Oh, yeah. The other one that I received is to say that next week there's nude food day.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
You got to eat in the nude?
Well, no, Mardo. Oh. Your food has to be nude in the sense that it's got to be like preservative-free, gluten-free, nut-free, dairy-free.
Yuck.
No wrappers. We've got to be, you know, considerate of those around us who have allergies, and I understand that. I don't send my kids to food to school with food that contains nuts, etc.
That's a
you
day.
Can't send them to lunch with a bloody hunter-gatherer-style meal and then also give in to kids that die from nuts. You got to pick a... So you're either in the future or you're in the past.
And I'm not a baker. Like, I'm not one of those, you know, Martha Stewarts of the world where I bake everything from scratch. I buy it from the bakery and or from Coles or Woolies, and that's good enough. Put that in the lunchbox, off you go. However, I feel like there's more pressure now because next week I've got to have nude food. Then the following week they want to back it up by having cheeseburger day.
What's a cheeseburger?
Oh, wow, that's the opposite of nude food.
You can't win.
What's the cheeseburger day?
I don't know, to raise money for something else. And all of these things you've got to have a gold coin donation for. So I feel like this is just the PNC.
Do they still do book week day, you know, book day?
It is literally the worst week of the school calendar.
So like, that goes for a whole week and mothers go
all
insane.
Over the place, just guilt, pressure. Like if your kid's costume is not up to standard, if you haven't had time, you just throw money at it to just get a costume for anything and just like, what have you got a book for? Let's find a costume for it. Or what have you got a costume for? But there's crazy sock day, there's crazy hair day.
Is there still Easter bonnet day?
Easter bonnet day, there's orange day, there's
all sorts of days.
And I'm confused because I'm like, why can't there just be a Easter bonnet, a book week, and maybe a one free casual
dress day
in the year? Otherwise, I paid good money for their uniforms. Just wear that.
Yeah, so true.
My mate calls anything to do with costumes Facebook profile picture day. That's what he thinks they are.
Of course it is.
That's all they're doing.
Great
That's
call.
All they're doing.
I cannot be the only parent in Queensland experiencing this kind of pressure and guilt that schools are putting upon us as parents to have to perform.
Hold on. Check whether you are, you may have a crazy school. I don't want to name your school, but let's check with everyone else.
Karen from Waroonga, what's the crazy theme day that you've had to do at school?
Oh, look, book week. Case in point, book week is just a nightmare.
I don't think
there is
an actual parent that enjoys that. I mean, I always say there's three types of mothers in book week, Karen. There's the throw money at it parent, you know, the last minute go to Big W or, you know, a costume shop and get a costume. Then there's the mother who just pulls whatever out of their wardrobe resembles some sort of book that they have on the shelf. And then there's the mother that spends weeks and weeks and weeks on Pinterest.
Sewing
spotlight, fabric.
Which one of those
which
are
one
you,
are you Karen?
Well, I got a really, really late email about it, which is the same as you, Margo, so I totally relate to that. But the thing is, my child wanted to go as Jesus.
Oh.
And I thought, where am I going to get a Jesus costume? It was, you know, 12 hours to go.
Have you sheets and a pair
Bunnings,
of thongs?
Went to Bunnings, yep. Bunnings drop sheet was the nice stripy version.
Yeah.
Wrapped it around my child with a piece of rope, but I also bought it Bunnings.
Yeah.
And we got some girly, ropey shoes.
Oh,
and
nice. Sandals.
Like absolute sandals. Yeah.
Karen. And we all know Aldi sells everything. If you need frankincense and myrrh, that's probably the best spot. They've probably got it.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
And you're probably going, Friday night football, God, I miss it. Well, it's back already, baby. Yes, sirree. Tonight at Bankwest Stadium in Sydney, it's the World Cup Rugby League Nines. Where are we going to watch it? Well, we're going to watch it with Mr. Margo Parker. Corey Parker, hello, mate.
How are you, mate?
All right. So how are you? What's going on? Are they proper teams? Who's in these teams? Are they all guys from the NRL who are representing Lebanon and France and Tonga, etc.?
Yeah, there's quite a few, I guess, guys from the NRL and obviously Intra-Super here in Queensland and New South Wales. But, you know, they're proper teams, all right. I mean, you know, you got the best of the best. I guess from a Nines perspective, you know, Mardo, it's more of a faster man's game. Yep. So you're going to see a lot of those X-Factor style players take the field, so it should be a fantastic spectacle. The hard thing for that I've got to do is try and get my pronunciations around some of those French and Tongan and Samoan names. As you know, they're a little bit harder than they come across.
You said there's some X-Factor playing in the game. Who's representing Australia in these Nines?
Kalyn Ponga.
Yeah, Ponga's one. I mean, you think about X-Factor in terms of all the teams and Australia's got, they've got some of the best. I mean, you mentioned Ponga, you got Daly Cherry Evans, you got, you know, Fifita, you got Cook. Just these
Addo Carr?
Addo Carr. Oh,
wow. I see Jai Arrow's in there.
Yeah, Jai Arrow. Well, he's got a big engine, see, so it's tough in the sense that you still need to go forward. You need those players that can create a bit of second phase. You need a bit of go forward. So Jai's going to fulfill that role. But, yeah.
Cause wasn't Addo Carr on the grog with Nelson last weekend in Bali, and now he's fronting up for this?
Don't let that cloud your preparation.
They do something of your best work.
It's only nine aside. They're only 9 minute halves. They'll be right. He's on winger.
Do rugby league fans like the Nines? Like, I know the Sevens and the Nines are big in rugby union. Yeah. I know this is a new element to rugby league's
club
game.
Nines
do the punters like it?
I don't know.
Well, I think so. I mean, we'll find out after this this weekend. But, I mean, International Nines, it's a great spectacle. It gives you the opportunity to cast your eye over a lot of those emerging sort of younger generation of players. But more importantly, it's only 9 minute halves. And then, you know, you got a new game coming. So, I mean, the long-term picture for Mal, I know from speaking with him, is to obviously try and get it into the Olympic Games. Obviously, the Nines is in with the rugby, so...
Oh, righto.
There's sort of no reason why that can't happen.
Cos, another question from without notice. I know it's probably uncomfortable being interviewed by your wife. Normally, she's just telling you to do things.
That's normal. That's normal, mate.
Can I run something? Mate, she's... I don't know if you've been listening to Triple M, but we had this on the other day. I just want to see... I wanted to clear this. Are you okay with things like this on Triple M? This is a caller.
It was a birthday party down the coast, and I seem to remember Corey Parker dressed as a drag queen.
Do you just? This is news to his wife, is it?
That's scary. That's burned into my brain, and I can't get rid of it.
Okay. This is the sort of stuff that your wife's bringing to the table, just if people are ringing up.
Just trying to get which party it was at.
Which time?
That's what I said.
How many have there been?
More information. Oh, wow.
Well, when your wife has broad shoulders like you, you can fit into her clothes, so it makes the transition quite easy.
Oh, can you? All right. This is great news.
As I clarified, it was a Harajuku girl that we were trying to demonstrate.
I love you too. Thanks, mate. Who are you on with tonight, Hodjo?
Oh, mate, it's a cast of thousands. We got Fox League, you got it all across the whole weekend, so... everyone will be there, all the boys.
HD and ad break free. Corey Parker, have fun tonight.
Enjoy.
Will do. From a house down in Logan or on the Gold Coast, from the horrors of Ipswich or
even up the coast, it's Triple M. Oh, yeah. Bogan's going on. News. For Bogan News today, we are back to the sunny coast again.
Representing.
Loving the Sunny Coast efforts. The last few weeks, they are equal with the entire Northern Territory for Bogan News Stories. They are batting well out of their league.
Are we allowed to nominate? Is it Nambour or is it Gympie? Where are we?
Baringar.
Where?
Baringar?
Exactly right.
Oh,
I'm not
Jesus,
sure.
I'm going to have to look that one up myself.
As long as it's not news.
Carry on.
Maroochydore Magistrates Court
is
where this took place. A gallery of people erupted in laughter when hearing the details of a story where a woman's young son got his hands on her personal marijuana collection and took it to school for show and tell.
Okay.
The cops went to her home after the incident at the primary school, and found 32 grams of pot in a jar, and 1.3 grams in a bowl. Now, it being a primary school related incident, I hope she made the cops guess how much was in there, like a jelly bean competition. The magistrate's smile quickly faded, though, when he sentenced the woman, saying it was quite sad. And to be honest, it probably was very sad for the next kid at show and tell who probably brought some shitty Pokemon or something. Who cares, champ? We've just seen 34 grams of pot.
Yes.
Kids at the school absolutely loved it, though, and so did the canteen when they broke its record for most hot chips purchased at recess.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Nick Crady, I hope you don't mind. I pinched the latest copy of the Who magazine off your desk this morning.
Oh, that's where it went. You see my new idea?
Something spiked my interest.
And he was halfway through the crossword. Give that back.
He's got a few pages tagged there, so we'll go through those later. But spiked my interest was the front cover, and that is that Liam Hemsworth, Australia's own Chris Hemsworth's brother, bit of a hunk, the Hemsworth boys, sadly broken up with his fiancée, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, it's torn me apart.
Boo-hoo. But Liam has moved on. Two months after the split with an Aussie actress, Madison Brown. She's 22. She's cute. And he looks relatively happy.
Good on him.
Good on him.
All lived happily ever after.
However, 2 months. I don't think I'd be happy with that if I was Miley Cyrus. I mean, if Corey and I broke up, we've been together 12 years. Liam and Miley been on and off for about the same amount of time.
Have they?
I would like to think that it would take my partner much longer than 2 months to move on from the heartache of not having me in their life anymore.
But did Miley Cyrus move on with somebody else though?
Only just recently, that Cody Simpson bloke who they're saying is rubbish. The robot on Masked Singer. Because he sang a Miley Cyrus song. They've been getting lots of selfies and doing some raunchy photos on their Instagram.
You're talking Masked Singer. You got my attention. It's one of the great shows.
Masked Singer, Instagram, ding, ding, ding. Marto's listening.
It's all happening. But, like, I would like to think that I'm worth at least 12 months of grieving.
My God.
You need to be sad.
Are you dying or separating?
You need to go through the processes of grief. And I don't feel like 2 months is quite long enough.
But what about if the reason you separated was Corey found someone else? Would you get stuck into it straight away and go, buggy you, mate?
Probably.
I've still got it.
Probably. But then we're not talking about that, Marto. We're talking about the other way around. I would expect him to grieve for me.
The grieving process goes for a married couple. Step A, divide assets. B, start rooting. Done. All right, next.
That's simple.
Next step.
I think that's a man's approach to this situation because, I don't know, are they less emotional? But I feel like 2 months is not long enough to have gotten over.
Oh, please.
You know, especially a heavily publicised
take sheets and pillow slips off, buy new sheets and pillow slips, and away you go.
Don't even change the sheets.
Just get a chucks and wipe any stains off and away you go.
Well, I'm not getting any sense out of you blokes. No one's leaning into my theory. 133353. How long should it take to get over a breakup? I want to know because I don't feel like you guys are representative of what people really think.
What do you think? People can tell us how long they took to get over someone.
Maybe it didn't take them long. Maybe it took them a really long time. But I would hope it would be longer than 2 months.
I've been married for a long time, but I previously employed. I'd always have a crossover. I'd make sure. Yeah, they always say make sure you got another job before you leave that job. I was into that sort of stuff.
Marto, we're not talking about employment. We're talking about relationships.
So am I.
Like Tarzan on the vines,
Marto. I always got a new one before I got rid of the old one and then gave her the bad news.
Phil from Homeview, do you have wants and needs or do you take a little while to move on?
Well, I've been divorced since 2001 and I still haven't moved on.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it, Phil? You think you're going to spend the rest of your life with someone.
Did she move on, Phil?
Yeah. She found a couple extra husbands.
A couple.
She's got spare husbands. Unbelievable.
Okay.
Yeah, see, it takes time. It's taken Phil 20 years. I mean, I would like to hope that it would take my husband 20 years to get over me. Mm. Jenny, from I don't even know where that is, Whamurin.
Black Betty, Whamurin. Whoa, Black Betty.
Yeah, hello, Jenny.
They grow strawberries up there.
Okay. Jenny, did it take you long to move on, or do you like to sort of, wallow in your sorrow?
Oh, God, no. 4 weeks.
Four weeks.
And that was after a 5-year relationship.
Yeah. She's a mover and shaker.
That's it. Life's too short.
this is no dress rehearsal. It took me a week to pack my stuff. It took me a week to move into somewhere. It took me a week to settle. It took me a week to go and get hair done, get my shit together, and then I was out.
Where did you find him? Pokey's Lounge? Where was this?
No, in Brisbane.
Yeah, in Brisbane.
I always love when you hear breakup stories that you go and get hot. You know, like maybe if you had got hot while you were in the relationship, it could have lasted maybe.
Fake boobs, Jen?
Of course.
Oh, right on.
Come on, job. Jenny's killing it.
I love Jenny.
Mardo?
Hey?
Can you ask that?
Ask what?
Of course you can.
Mardo's like a John Edwards, you know what I mean? Like a mind, based on the phone call. Mm,
yeah.
I know. I'm getting bolt-ons. I'm getting Pokey's Lounge. I'm here.
Well, how else do you grab a
breakfast? Oh, my Lord.
Don't want to get too political or feisty about this, but I don't know where you guys both sit on the Queen and us being a member of the Commonwealth and her being our supreme leader.
Well, my thoughts on her is that, geez, she's aged well. She's immortal, that thing, isn't she? She's getting around, what is she, 90-something?
93.
I reckon the next couple of years will prove you wrong.
The fountain of youth, it seems.
Is she on your to-die-soon list?
To-die bucket list.
She's not writing a letter to herself.
Right. I don't really know how I feel about the royals. I love, you know, being entertained by them. I think Kate and William are fabulous.
What way do they entertain you?
Well, I just like what they get up to, you know. Okay. They, you know, they do a lot of good. They do a lot of charity, very philanthropic, you know. Well,
that's them. If I said to you the Queen will die one day, would you like Prince Charles to be our king?
No, I don't think so. No.
Nick?
No.
Okay.
Could William surpass him and just go straight to the throne?
Charles would have to go and live in France or something. Yeah, anyway, I'm getting bogged down.
I don't know, Marta. I don't feel like they contribute to us as a nation very much, do they?
No.
Other than us being a part of the Commonwealth.
What they do is make us go to the Commonwealth Games, a B-grade athletics competition every 4 years.
Celebrating mediocrity.
Yes, exactly. Hey, listen, I'll run this by you because the Queen, you're right, what do they do for us? My position is when the Queen dies, let's back out of the whole arrangement. Okay? I think we're big enough to do
this
on our own.
You like the Boris Johnson of Australia.
Oh, let's have a Brexit. All right, I'll run this by you. Remember the bushfires, etc.?
Yeah.
Well, the Queen's chipped in. She's just noticed that we had a few fires and this is how she's responded.
The Queen has written a message of support for Queensland bushfire victims. Released by Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk on her Twitter account, it reads, Prince Philip and I are deeply saddened to hear of the tragic loss of life and property caused by bushfires affecting communities and businesses across northern New South Wales and southeast Queensland.
That's it. She's worth $5.5 billion. There's no, we're going to kick in a couple of hundred for the crowdfunding.
I love that the Queen has Twitter, though. What happened to Royal Post? You know, send it by a pigeon to Australia, dear.
Now, her and the Prince.
Thank God it wasn't out, 20 odd years ago. She could have gotten in a lot of trouble. Cop that, Diana. No, that was meant to be a text. Oh, no. Oh, no. I've put that out.
Big breakfast. Triple M.
Hey, funny old thing, the Gold Coast Supercars is on next weekend?
Next weekend, Gold Coast 600 hits town.
And you were telling me you're going down?
Yeah, we're going down, Corey and I. We love it. We've only, I think, missed one or two in the last 12 years.
Nick, did you pick up the other day when Margot surprised us? We were talking about the Gold Coast race and you told us a bit of your background, which blew me away.
They have the Miss Indy competition, which is now Gold Coast 600, the supercars down there. But yeah, when I was 15, I did a Miss Teen Indy, so it was the younger
swimsuits
version.
Miss Teen Indy. Who would bring that up? Did you win it?
No, I got second, runner-up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Miss Teen runner-up.
That's a funny thing to hang on to.
Yeah.
Like, did you get, what do they have for sashes?
Yeah, I had a sash. So it was anyone that was under the age of 18 could enter. I think it was 14 to 18 you could enter. And it was actually run at a nightclub at the bottom of Surfers Paradise.
Hold on. It's the
you say that like we're going to be shocked. Like what? No.
It's supercars.
I don't even know how.
You've got to be on the grounds of a university.
I don't even know how I entered it or got into it, but I was trying to kickstart my modelling career because I had an agent, I'd done some headshots.
And your mum was all right with all this?
She must have been. But I went back and found the photos the other day. It's really interesting. I was like, I would never let my daughter do that now.
No. That's exactly right. But you're still climbing it, Miss Teen Indy?
Well, yeah. I'd sort of entered quite a few competitions that I never did well in, and that was one that I did half all right in, so I thought I'd just, you know, keep it tucked up under the sleeve there if I never need to pull it out.
I would dare say everyone's got a friend or really who's like this, who clings to something. You know, they won't just won't let go of something. Dobbo and his young auctioneer, Dobbo, our...
Yeah, young auctioneer of the year,
isn't
he?
Doing our sport and NRL insider, young auctioneer of the year. He loves bringing that up. You know, I was young auctioneer of the year.
I've got a girlfriend who loves telling people she's Miss Gimpy.
Miss Gimpy.
Miss Gimpy. Oh, yeah, wow. She was Miss Gimpy back in like 1990.
Wow. Yeah. I need to see that photo.
Yeah, she's actually got a photo and a sash, and it's quite a thing in Gimpy.
Oh,
I think the photo of her is still in the pub up on the wall. You know when you walk into a footy club and they've got all their past players who have gone on to be successful? Well, Miss Gimpy lines the wall.
I love people who cling to records and stuff like that. You know, I was the 400-metre record holder at a state school, things like that. I don't do this, but a lot of people love it.
Yeah, I don't need to do that. Like, I just find that... To be honest, lame. Like, I don't need to live like that. I was the under-19s Victoria Defensive Player of the Year in Gridiron Victoria. So,
but you don't want to talk about
it. Why would I be a loser that brings that stuff up?
Well, I'm really lame because I remind my kids of that stuff all the time. I literally still have a lunchbox full of all of my old ribbons. Because I was age champion at my high school pretty much for grade 8, grade 9, grade 10, grade 11, and then I must have dropped off grade 12. I got interested in boys.
But you don't want to talk about it. That's okay.
I do.
I know my wife, Kath, loves, she's got only one trophy out. It was Queensland under-16 rowing champions, her crew.
Yeah.
And she just goes, well, your mother was disciplined one day. We trained so hard for that. I don't know. Do you think this is giving your children an example? Because you've been a professional sportsman,
you don't maybe. I think normal people, that's a big achievement in their life.
Let's check. Have you got a friend or really, or even yourself, who loves to cling to something that it's not that big?
Glory
well,
days.
It might be big in their world.
Okay.
Marta, but you're a professional athlete, so is it different for you? Is there anything that you did, you know, during your rugby career that you still hold on to, you know, like a premiership? Or a, I don't know, like a goal or a 300 games. Or I don't know. Like that's, I'm referencing someone.
I won nine grand finals in Brisbane Club Rugby.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, but I don't like to talk about it. Now I've become you.
You should be proud.
Yeah,
I am.
Why don't you even bring it up under
proud.
Double digits? Yeah. Anyway, who's on the phone?
Stephen, what are you still holding on to, mate, that you're proud of?
Well, firstly, good morning all and welcome to the show, Margo. It's good to have you on here.
Thank you, Steve. It's good to be here.
Now, hold on. Can we just go through this?
I scored the winning goal.
Oh, hold on. We missed all of that, Steve.
Just stop.
Oh, no. We got your intro and I was going to say, Margo's been here a few weeks. It's, the statute of limitations is over with the welcomes. Let's push on.
Typical Marto.
Righto, what did you say?
Mate, under 12, soccer premiers, and I scored the winning goal. Beautiful 25-foot lob.
Yes, you did, Stephen.
Oh, you went over the top of the goalkeeper.
Absolutely, mate.
Wow. Nothing since then?
No.
Stephen, what was the on-field celebration? Did you do the T-shirt over the head and run around with the two hands in the air like they do in soccer?
I ran straight to my dad because it was one of the two games he came to see.
Aww.
He came to watch me. So
special, Marto.
Dad had promised you how much money if you scored a goal. You're on 10?
Where's my tenner? Hang
on. You never forget that. Well, yeah. Some of my best mates, close mates, grand final, we won in under 13.
Stephen, how old are you now?
51.
There you go.
See?
Under 12.
Hang on.
Still sentimental and important. That stuff should be celebrated, Marto. See?
Yeah, that's fine.
For that achievement.
That's better than Miss Teen Indies runner-up.
Well, I never played soccer, so. Okay.
For that achievement, Stephen, you've got a $100 CNL Tools gift voucher. Oh, Megastore nice. Banyo, because you want to buy tools, not talk to unclearedtoolcentre.com.au. Good on you, Stephen. Well done on that goal.
Woo-hoo! Something else to achieve.
Well, no.
Spending a gift voucher. No, that's just...
He's done it.
Using a tool.
Yeah. $98. Not two left.
The Big Breakfast Triple M.
Jennifer Aniston broke the internet on Tuesday, boys, when she joined Instagram for the first time ever.
Hey, first time ever.
50 years old.
50. Wow.
Joined Instagram.
Why did she need to join? What did she say?
Well, I think aren't they reprising the Friends series? They're getting the cast back together one last time and they're going to do a Friends thing. So
what,
it's
for
probably,
a whole series
probably
or
good
one,
publicity, maybe one a one-off episode. So I think it's like good publicity, good PR, you know, get people on board the Friends train and the Jenny Aniston train, Rachel. You know, she had that amazing hair.
I know
hair.
Which one you mean, yeah.
Yeah, well, she broke the internet because she also broke the Guinness World Record for fastest amount of time in reaching so many followers on Instagram. So, like, within 5 hours, she'd reached over 1 million followers.
Jesus.
She now has 12 million or something like that.
What?
And she just posted one photo. That was all. She's been on it for 4 days and she's posted now 3 photos.
Oh, what are the other two?
One of her as a young girl and then another one of her breaking the internet. And she does like a little bit of a skit around, you know, throwing her phone because she can't friend Jennifer Aniston because everybody was trying to get on that it overloaded Instagram and then it just said page could not be reached. So all these people are trying to get on and like her to see what she's posting and it broke. Just wouldn't work.
What's in the photo? Like her with the friends, all the other
so
friends.
She's put up a photo with Matt LeBlanc and Chandler and Ross and Monica and Lisa Kudrow.
Good
and,
one.
You know, it's like a little, you know,
how
one of those
they all looking?
Ellen selfies, a little older, a little grayer.
Oh, yeah, they look right.
Few more wrinkles, heavily injected with Botox.
What's that one on the right? Chandler.
Chandler. Well, yeah. Chandler seems to be the centre of attention in this photo because where Chandler's head is, he's sort of leaning over a table and on the table there's a phone. Mm. And on that phone, Marto and Nick, is a very suspicious-looking white powdery substance. Mm. Yeah.
Very odd episode of Friends, this one. Yeah. This is the one where Chandler pitched a business idea at 5 a.m.
But it doesn't seem to have caused so much of a stir. I mean, people are questioning it. In the comments, they're like, is anybody else noticing this? If you zoom in.
In the background.
Have a look what's going on in the background.
Remember that? Wasn't there Game of Thrones where someone had a Starbucks coffee cup.
Yeah,
so you've got to be careful.
You do have to be careful. And this happened to me because, you know, often when I get my hair and makeup done for, you know, an event, I'll put up a selfie and I put it to my story. And I had someone screenshot my photo on my stories and zoomed in and then sent it back to me and said, probably should be careful where you take your selfies from now on.
Where were you when you took the photo?
I was in my bedroom. And, you know, you hear those stories of people accidentally taking photos and, you know, there's a naked bottom in the background or you don't realise there's a mirror somewhere that, you know, gets
mirror.
An angle of you. But in my case, it was a picture that was on the bedside table to where Corey sleeps. Mm-hmm. And when I was about early 20s, you know, I thought I was hot stuff. I went and got one of those glamour shots photo shoots done. Remember them?
Oh, no, with a bit of wax on the lens.
A feather boa.
Bold and the Beautiful style.
Yeah. Lacy number.
Days of Our Lives.
Feather boa. Yeah. Well, one of the shots that I had taken was a relatively, you know, semi-naked photo and, you know, just sort of covering a breast with my arm and laying there with not much on. And it's, you know, it stands beside our bed. And that was in the background. And so here I was, lo and behold, thinking I put up a photo of me with my hair and makeup and there's a naked photo of me in the back. Ground that I didn't even notice.
So Corey has that bedside on his side of the bed.
Yeah, just to remind him
how good it used to be.
How good it used to be.
Big breakfast on Triple M. Get more delicious value with the Subway $5 everyday value range. I'm planning a pretty big weekend. I wouldn't say it's debaucherous, but you know, there's going to be enough beers involved. So I think I'm going to go light for lunch today. I'm going to go amazing veggie delight with Avo.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Only $5 too for that.
Would that be six inches long?
It is 6 inches long, correct.
I thought so.
I always like to
carb up. I love
that
theory,
up.
Brenda.
Yeah.
Oh, you carb up before.
Yeah,
I'm the
I
same.
Like to carb
See?
Up. Fill
meat,
the guts.
Meat. Bread.
Yeah, meat and protein.
$5 lunch at Subway. You can't beat
Should
it.
Should go the tuna. Hey, listen, if you had, if I owe you $40 million, you could buy 8 million of those.
Right. Oh, that's good maths.
And I'm talking about $40 million because that's what the state government has thrown the greyhound industry. I thought the greyhound industry may have been on its knees. Of course, it races out of Albion Park there, down near the Breakfast Creek Hotel, if you don't know it.
Is it popular, greyhound racing?
With crusty old
Have you ever been?
Well, I've never been,
no.
But my grandfather used to, like, race greyhounds, breed them.
Did he have sideburns or a goatee or anything?
No.
It's a big sideburn industry.
Did he wear a blazer / tracksuit pant combo?
He would have, yes. He still does.
Did he wear thongs while walking
the
dogs?
With a moccasin.
Did he wear thongs while walking the dog?
I can't remember.
Anyway, there's so many generalisations about the greyhound industry.
And
what's happened?
True.
The government has announced that they're throwing $40 million. What they're going to do, they're building a new track, about 40 hectares, out at Yamanto, which is the other side of Ipswich, on the, you know, as you're going towards Warwick. Going to put a greyhound facility there. It'll be ready in 2023.
Why out there, Marto?
because there's plenty of land.
Yeah.
And Paul Pasali might have nailed the deal before he took off to jail.
Okay.
Well, because land's a lot cheaper out there. And they're going, there's probably, the land down there at Albion, it borders onto Hamilton and Ascot, the two most expensive suburbs in Brisbane. So in 2023, they'll shut that operation down and sell it, and it'll all just be a bunch of towers, and everyone will live happily ever after, and there'll be money flowing, rivers of gold flowing out of there. That'd be the theory. But can I just say, to us, we were talking about greyhound racing, it's on its knees, you would think, wouldn't you? As in being old-fashioned. I just got a proposal I want to run by you, okay? So if I had to present this to the government, to pull any holes you can see, greyhounds, just racing greyhounds, don't call it greyhound racing, call it dog racing. Now, what you do, race one will be dash hounds, so you get all the dash hound owners.
Sausage dogs.
Get them. Race two, poodle racing. So you get everybody. So all families will be coming and they'll be racing their little dog. Race three,
are you
staffy.
Mixes in?
Yeah.
Mixes in that poodle one? Are you getting groodles and spoodles and stuff? Or just straight
have a
big
poodle,
ass
a mongrel,
weird poodles?
Mongrel poodle race. That's not bad. I'll throw that down. Race four Labradors where you just have a cake or something on the where they carry the thing around.
A long haired Labrador or a short haired Labrador. You're gonna have sections for that too, Marto.
Well, see, this is where it could go anywhere, but what I want to go in.
You could really expand out.
You've never been to the greyhounds, but if I told you, what sort of dog have you got?
I've got a poodle.
Oh, God. Well, you're in race two. You'll be there. Four kids, husband and wife, and lots of others like you. Then there's the giant dog race, like the Great Danes.
Mastiffs.
I'll keep that short. They've got they've got little hearts, big bodies.
Oh.
So that's going to want to be a 290-metre affair.
Have to get me the gun. If you're
570, there's going to be a few heart attacks in the Great Dane Cup.
Have the gun available for race six. And then finish the night, race seven and eight. Let your greyhounds run.
Peter will love it.
Who will?
Not Peter. Peter
who?
The protection of animals.
No, just the bloke named Peter.
He'll love
all
it
Peters
too.
Are going to be on that.
They'll be down there. Pick a hole.
Big breakfast. Triple M.
A 39-year-old Ugandan woman has been banned from having children.
Mm.
Imagine that. Be banned. Someone just saying to you, you can't have kids anymore. No more. You've been told.
Terrible
legally
people.
Banned.
There's some horrible people.
You shouldn't leave it up to the government, but I reckon your neighbours should be able to do that.
I reckon. Do you reckon there should be a licensing system where you got to have a license to breed?
To register, I reckon. Mm. There's so many people out there breeding that shouldn't, and so many people who can't breed that should. That's a real thing, Marto.
I agree.
But this woman,
she's done wrong if you said it on radio.
She's bred 44 children.
Whoa.
In her very short 39-year lifespan.
Rubbish.
44
You never
children.
Want that ratio 44. That high, do you?
She had her first set of twins at 12.
Oh, what?
She had five more sets of twins, along with four sets of triplets and five sets of quadruplets.
How many fathers? How many
just one.
Fathers?
Just one.
Wow.
Who's currently left her? And thrown the family into poverty. I would have assumed, having lived in Uganda, that possibly they were POV before that. But anyway. Yeah.
POV.
Is that not the short term for poverty? POV.
I haven't heard POV since high school, I reckon.
You're a POV.
So 44 kids.
44 kids, yeah. And I mean, I feel for her because, I only have four children, Marto, and everybody always says, oh, that's enough kids. Is that too many? Four kids is too many. But I could have gone more. Like, I'm a breeder.
Another 38 or whatever?
No, not that many. But I would have really liked to have at least had two more. I'm a numbers girl, so it's always got to be even. So I said 2, 4, 6. Jeez. You know, let's see how we go. We'll just continue to keep having them.
Spend your life driving a van around,
until we say no more. But I already drive a big car. I've had a Kia Carnival. I had four kids in car seats, at one point.
Jeez.
But, I do it well. I have good births and labours and feed and all that sort of stuff. We have good kids. They're healthy. They're well. Why not contribute to the population good stock?
How old are you now?
34.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, Corey cut me off from the bar, didn't he?
What do you mean?
He banned me from having more children. He's like, no more. Four is enough. We've got to put them through school. We've got to pay for them.
Fair enough.
They're expensive. They have all of the things.
Yep.
But I didn't even get a choice. Mm. He just went and got the snip without even consulting me.
Wow.
That's not fair.
Well, that's not fair. Is it fair to ask your husband to have the snip?
Well, I didn't ask him to do it.
No, but that's what my wife did to me. Like, whose decision is that to make? It's my Vaz Deverin's. It's my Vaz.
Yeah. Well,
it's my Vaz.
What's a Vaz
Deverin? We've said POV,
it's the little
Vaz.
Pipe. It's the little pipe they snip and tie up.
Oh.
that stops your sperm going. Mm. Yeah. How much
Did
time have we got?
Did you take a video of yours?
No. It's so embarrassing.
Corey took a video of the man doing it and then has continued to show his mates as like encouragement. Yeah, look at this. It's great. It's so easy. It's done in 5 minutes. Well, I was running the next day.
The guy who did mine. No, don't fall for that, everyone who's listening. Do not fall for that. It felt like someone kicked me in the nuts for 2 weeks. Honestly, well, the bloke who did mine won $500,000 on Sale of the Century, that Trevor Sauer. Done the most vasectomies in Queensland. Sorry, Nick. What was that, mate?
Well, I was going to say, I reckon for the future, you want to make a non-invasive surgery for the bloke. Just show him a picture of that Ugandan woman's family. Go, I'll stop rooting. I'm done.
It's a big breakfast, Triple M.
Check out the Subway $5 everyday value range. 4 seriously good Subway 6-inch subs. Delicious value all day, every day at Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional costs for extras.